guy in the village, I think he still lives in the village, called Brian Hartley, and a few other of his mates went and borrowed a boat from Barham and brought it down to the Ducoy Pond, as it was called then. And there was an old rickety boathouse, and we got in there and we all piled in this boat and got out to the middle of the pond, and it started to leak like fury. So we tried to bucket it all out and quickly get back to the boathouse. How we didn't drown, I shall never know. But we didn't. We're still all here to tell the story.
And did you take the boat back?
I have no idea what happened to the boat. I think probably they got into a lot of trouble, but as I was only tiny, I didn't. And another thing I can remember doing is going onto a farm somewhere at the village when they used to thatch the haystacks. And we thought we were very clever, climbing up to the top and sliding off. And then one day the farmer came and caught us all and loaded us in a Land Rover and drove us down here to the police house, which was next door but one, to give us all a good telling off. And we were all scared stiff. And then the policeman looked at me and said, "I can't believe that was you, Joy." And I saw a twinkle in his eye and I thought, "Well, I'm going to be all right." And that was the end of that. But it was pretty scary.
So there was a nursing home down at the bottom of South Street, and then there was a police...
Next door but one was the police house.
So the village had its own...
Policeman.
And yes. He just dealt
and
with everything.
And that was Dave Farmer was a policeman and lived there.
So he just literally, everything that happened in the village, he sorted out.
Well, he tried to. And if you were naughty as a kid, they gave you a clip round the ear and that was it. You didn't sort of think, oh gosh, you're going to get into trouble. They were going to get into trouble. And if you came home from school and told your mum or dad that you'd done something wrong, then they'd probably give you another wallop.
So, thinking about the other emergency services, if you needed a fire engine, where would the fire engines have come from in those days?
Must have come from Uckfield, I guess. But I can't ever remember seeing a fire engine in the village. So, although there was a huge fire at Rich's, it was almost burnt down. And my father didn't even know about it. And next morning he pedalled up there to go to work and it had gone. Most of it had gone. But where the fire engines came from, I don't know. I never even thought about it.
Do they know how the fire started?
I don't know whether they do, but it was all wood. So pretty obvious, really, something